98.5 The Sports Hub is Boston's home for sports. 98.5thesportshub.com is Boston's home page for sports. Add it to your bookmarks and stay in the game. Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Why do they use the Jason Voorhees sound effects in the song? It's probably not it. What's the name of that movie I'm watching again tonight, Jim? Almost Famous? No. Almost Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Drop Dead Gorgeous. Yes. Got it. Write that down on my notes right now.
Susie really brought it today.
Homework
for
Minnesota, Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Speaking of Minnesota, Brian is in Wisconsin. Oh. That's basically Minnesota in my book. Hey, Brian.
Maybe worse. Who would live in Wisconsin?
It's all part of the same part of the country out there.
Who would ever live in Wisconsin?
Brian.
That is brutal. Actually, I'm a New Englander that lives in Wisconsin now, but thanks for comparing the two, I guess.
Might as well.
We love Wisconsin.
Dakotas, they're all the same.
We like cheese.
North Dakota, yeah. South Dakota, Montana.
Hey. The Mall of America is not really fun. It's a tourist trap, as you mentioned earlier. It's really for families.
Great. Oh, terrific.
None of us are bringing our kids.
Well,
so
my family won't be there. Going solo.
Well, that's good, because I have some suggestions if you want to get out of the Mall of America and go see some things in Minneapolis.
Not really.
Yeah, no? It's cold there.
It's going to have a high of one the first day we're there, so probably not.
The St. Paul Winter Carnival is going on all week long.
Rides outside.
They're doing a zip line. You can check that out. If you want to get a Juicy Lucy, which is famous Minnesota food, you can do that at Matt's Bar or the 5-8
Club. What is that?
It's like a burger, right?
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's a burger with hot melted cheese inside of the burger instead of on top of the burger.
Okay. No way.
All right. That's like Philadelphia and their cheesesteaks. They're touting that as like why you should go. Yeah, got a lot of culture there. Yeah.
Sort of, but better. And also, you probably want to check out the Dave Matthews Band tonight before the Super Bowl.
Oh, no, thank you. Absolutely
oh,
not.
Oh, my God, heaven.
Worst band ever.
Watch them noodling on
worst
their fiddles
concert
and
I've
guitars
ever gone
for
to.
3.5 hours.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe Dave will bring his ukulele and his forehead will sweat. He'll go off on a 35-minute solo and have everybody walk out like he did at Gillette Stadium here when Beck kicked his ass and everybody was chanting Beck during it because they wanted Beck back. Dave Matthews is the worst concert to go to.
That's not true.
The worst.
That's
oh, my
true.
God.
It's not true.
Oh, Beatle, it's not even close.
True. Not the worst.
I've been to probably 30, 35 concerts. That was the worst concert I've ever been to.
Get out of here.
Springsteen, but after that. Right before it. It's close.
Talk. Jim, you seen DMB?
Oh, yeah, a few times.
Yeah, so have I.
Something like a club in Providence. Like the
oh,
90s.
Even better.
Oh, back to
before, before they broke
blew
out.
Up.
Maybe it was acoustic. Nice.
Oh, he's got a new album coming out this
OG
year.
He's OG DMB. Yeah, Jim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I told John last week, play the hits. None of the new crap.
He casually mentioned the zipline thing. That thing is crazy.
That
it
sounds
goes
great.
Over
Jim,
the
you
want to
go to DMB?
River. Sure.
So
I got his tickets.
So describe the zipline. So it goes over the Mississippi.
It's 100
from one city 100
feet tall.
Yeah.
And it goes 750 feet across the Mississippi River.
Do you know, like, when you go on those...
Let's put Sosi on it.
Yeah, I agree. Let's wrap him up.
So what, Minneapolis is on one side and St. Paul's
him
on the other
Reese.
Side of the
Can
river?
Can you ride right? in tandem? Him and Reese go together.
What do you think the wind chill on that thing is? Hit my cheeks. High of one. Wind chill with zip line and you're moving.
Yeah, 100 feet in the air.
It's got to feel negative 35.
100 feet in the air?
That's not bad.
Oh, nah, no problem at all.
Over
the it's only going to be like 14 there
that's
next week.
Beetle do it with Felger.
No, that's not doctor approved right now.
What about Felger and Maz? And Maz scream the whole way. Ooh, it's fast. I'm going to go to that, Mike. Big Jim worry. He'll worry about being 30 feet above. I'll put him out there.
There was one thing that looked like it would be fun to do. Obviously, Paisley Park.
Snowmobile.
You can make that work. No, there is like a construction park. Do you remember the guy who called up Beetle and said we can come down to his construction yard and drive?
Oh, they have one of those there?
Yes.
It's called the Giant Sandbox. And you can go in there and drive around in bobcats and dozers and stuff like that.
I build stuff.
And it's there?
It's there. It's it's part of the like welcome media package of things to do during the week. But it's not really geared for us. It's geared for like the more like the TV and newspaper reporters who have to like, you know, like do one thing at the end of the day, and it's like, oh, go find a cool human interest story for the Super Bowl today.
I like
and,
that.
You know, just be
that.
Ready by six. You know, for us, it's going
to
be
that was
tough.
Like NASA yeah. last year. They wanted people to come and cover it as an attraction, as opposed to just coming to enjoy it.
It was awesome.
But
NASA
luckily,
was awesome.
We had some hookups there.
Yeah. So maybe, we got some. Maybe we got
look
some,
at this.
Oh my God.
Are you looking at the tractors?
It's a top-rated attraction.
Of course
yes.
I am.
It's called the what?
Individual packages. Let's see.
Oh, man.
1 hour, one
went,
and a half hour.
I want this thing.
3.5
I want,
hours.
I want this thing here.
Sounds like
so
a bit much.
Yeah. I'm good after like 15 minutes.
Okay.
Can I go for 15 minutes?
It says 1 hour.
Dig a hole.
20 to 30 minutes. For the 1 hour package, you have to do 20 to 30 minutes of instruction, 30 minutes of equipment use, yeah. and you get to run any one piece of equipment. So you get to pick one machine. That you get to play with.
That's what she said.
The 1.5 hour package. Again, what she said. The 1.5 hour package has, again, the 20 to 30 minutes of instruction, and then you get an hour to use the equipment, but you only get to use one piece of equipment.
That's what she said.
And that's $295 per person.
Hmm. Oh.
Oh, I'm good.
No.
I'm good. I'll just go look at it.
Now, we'll go down to that guy in Weymouth and set him to hook us up.
Now, Rockland.
Right.
Sorry. Rockland.
Sorry.
Spiegel. Spiegel
Sorry.
Scrap.
Right.
There you
I'll tell you what
good
I...
Good friends
what,
at Spiegel Scrap. The invitation stands.
Was your truck there? They scrap your truck?
No. Maybe. I don't know where they salvage. I don't know where the salvage yard is.
They totaled that thing yet?
Oh,
still trying to rebuild it?
No. It's definitely... It's good and dead.
Engine's,
let me tell you that.
Engine's still running. They got to wait for it to run out of gas.
I'll tell you what, though.
They can put it in the crush.
Seats are still working, Artie.
You know. And I just filled up, too, so I had a full tank of gas. I should get a refund for that.
That's like at the end of the year.
I should get a check back for that $60
yeah.
wasted
hey,
in
Artie,
gas.
It's like when you put your snowblower away at the end of the season. You let that thing run, and the gas just go all the way out.
Oh, yeah.
2 hours.
Just put a little stable in there next time, so that's what you got to do.
Stabil.
Is that in?
Yeah.
I let it run out, too. Are we doing
I let it
wrong,
run
Beetle?
There's issues.
You just got to put,
you, don't want
you know, the little,
lines.
Little, you could buy the little little thing of stable?
Yeah, right next to the STP. Right
yeah, it's like I don't know, it's
right
like $5 or $6.
Yeah. Right next
you put
to the
it in there,
and
the gas won't go bad. That's what you do. You add a little bit in your gas tank, right. you know, your gas jug in the garage.
Yeah, they sell it there next to the new anti-ethanol fuel lines that are eaten away if you let fuel sit within your engine. Boating. Worst thing
well,
ever.
Well, this isn't a
gas,
boat. This is a snowblower.
Well, same thing.
Yeah. Or a lawnmower. Yeah. We ain't riding a boat here.
No, but it's regular gas. Yeah,
same
straight
thing.
Through the
just
lines,
like Minnesota is the same awful. As Wisconsin. And
that's what I told you. That yeah. hey, I use in the lawnmowers, the ethanol-free gas that the guy at the Home Depot is like all over it. He's like, you got to use it. It's the best stuff.
It is the best.
It'll make your lawnmower last forever.
You know what I am interested in?
And having just had the lawnmower break, an old one.
I'm interested in a snowmobiling.
I saw that. There's snowmobiling available?
Yeah.
I've done that before.
Hit some barbed wire or something.
Also,
through
fun
there, a rock.
Not sure I could do that right now, but
yep.
sure.
We're good.
Yeah.
I think we're good on that.
Are we?
Why don't you throw it to CBS Sports Minute?
Oh, now you're telling me what to do.
Yeah. I'm not going to see this guy out there, am I?
Feinstein?
Yeah, like he's not.
Oh, I hope to hell not because I'd have a few words for him.
Jim, whatever you do, do not book this guy. We do not want him as a guest.
I'd like to get him a Do Your Job t-shirt.
Right.
CBS Sports Minute brought
hey John,
to you by Audi of
see
Nashua.
See these people? Sports people.
And this CBS Sports Minute, again, brought to you by Audi of Nashua, has Feinstein talking about the ugly start in Big Ten basketball, which is making headlines across the nation today.
Making headlines in one city.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Bertrand, you guys do a great job talking sports in the middle of the day.
That's what we try to do here on a sports station in the midday.
It's true.
98.5, the sports app.
Whoa! The night before the big concert. Something I won't be at. Hey ho, hee, hunter.
No, no,
this is like warm up, pregame warm up. They still play it.
Yeah.
It's like the old stadium. You knew when you were about an hour and a half away from kick when they cranked this. Where are you?
We got a question about face value for Super Bowl tickets. What are the actual face values? You would ask Tony Knopp that.
Last year it was $12.50.
He had a lot to get to. The cheapest ticket face value for this Super Bowl is $950.
Yeah.
That is the absolute worst nosebleed up in the corner seat you can find.
Mm.
That is face value, though, so you're not getting it at face value unless you have a way to get it from someone who already has those and wants to sell them.
Right.
And that goes up to the most expensive face value ticket, which is $5,000,
which
is for a club seat. $5,000 is the face value.
The company's doing well if you have one of those boxes. Really well.
Yep. Club. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Still going over there.
Paulie is still here.
Paulie in the truck.
Hardy, do you want to ask Paulie a question or anything?
I'm all right.
Shh. Just hold on a second. This is unbelievable.
And you can hear that over the air, too.
Is he not? He knows.
Club seat, $800, 2003. That's good.
The upper corners, for the most part, even though there are some in there that I believe might even be obstructed view at 950, the upper corners.
Obstructed view
are
what?
Face value, because you know why? Like, look at Jerry World. There are you're in the back row where they're like, hey, we have some space. Jam a seat in there. Somebody will want it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It's as if, you know, there's some unavoidable columns in the back rows.
Okay.
When you're building these massive structures.
Yeah, steel girder.
Where they say, hey, it's better to put a seat there than not put a seat there. And if someone wants it, they can have it.
I talked to some people that went down.
As Paulie in the truck raised his hand, he'll take it.
Like the national championship game. When you watch it on TV and they show the view, like, from behind the Alabama bench and they're looking up, you see that it looks like the ring at the Garden. And it's like Jerry World, but it's an entire replay right above your head, but it's a big circle. It looks like a graphic that they threw up there on TV. That's the real thing. They said the new Mercedes-Benz Dome down there in Atlanta, if you sit up in one corner, you can't see the other sideline because you're looking down right into that thing. It's almost like a scoreboard at a hockey rink, where if you're up high and you're looking down and away, it obstructs the view. That could be part of the view obstruction they're talking about. I don't know what M&T Bank has. I don't think there's anything that hangs. We're going to be in the end zone. We saw our booth.
Here it is. The seats that are $950 face value are nosebleed seats that will be found in the 24 sections of the outer rims of the stadium, as they say.
Okay.
So that is in the back rows,
like us.
Against the walls.
We'll be calling it
on the ends. On the ends, too. On the, you know, basically wrapping around the end zones.
We're between the goalpost and the back corner pylon.
Upper corner face value is $1,250.
Wow.
The face value for all lower bowl seats are at least $2,700.
Mm.
Yep. $2,700 is the bottom of the barrel lower level seat. $2,700 face value. Printed on the ticket. So you're basically looking at that $950, $1,250, $1,750, and then to go downstairs, the next lowest price seat, you're going up another $1,000.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a big spike, and that shows you the size of this stadium, because last year in Houston, I think my wife and my sister went, they sat lower level in a corner right where the team came out. I think they were like $1,250 each.
Oh, so that's a big hike from last year then.
So you need – it's north of – how much again? $3,000?
Yeah, the lowest price ticket on the bottom level is $2,700.
Oh, my God. Wow.
All lower-level bowl seats start at $2,700 a piece.
That'll keep some people away. That'll keep the ticket market open. But the problem is when you get close, those could be one of the few tickets that are left, you know, as stragglers, maybe one here or there. Where now, okay, for me to get in on game day, I got to pay $3,000. Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
Wow.
Mike in West Roxbury, it's got a Jimmy Garoppolo point today. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah. How you doing?
Hi. How you doing?
I wanted to talk about just a question, but first, I don't know if you guys saw, but there's a Will and Grace reboot that was on the AFC Championship, and I happened to be watching it. And the premise of the show was there was this commercial that was kind of driving them all crazy, and it was called Trucks for Tots. And it was this really annoying song. I just find that funny. If anyone watches sports radio, they can kind of make that connection. But
okay, so if I wanted to have a new ad, do the trucks for tots.
It was like kind of like the Cars for Kids thing, because I know that anyone listening to sports radio has been driven crazy by that ad throughout their life. But what I wanted to ask is, oh, this is kind of towards you about the rings, was I know the Red Sox, when they won the championships, they would give rings to players that had been on the team and maybe got traded or left, even guys that didn't leave on the best terms, like Nomar Garcia-Para. Kind of what I wanted to ask was, did Collins get a ring last year? Because he left on kind of bad terms. And
this year,
will Garoppolo get a ring? And if he does, he'll only be one ring behind the great Joe Montana on San Francisco.
Well, I don't know if he looks at those rings and views them as if they count. what he will get right now, even if they lose this game, is already $80,000. He's getting 79 and change just for the loser share as far as, you know, playing it all the way out. If they win, I think he gets $135,000 plus a ring. So Jimmy's already made out.
Yeah, the ring thing, by the way, the reason why this is a bigger deal in baseball than it is in football, in baseball they vote on playoff shares.
Right. So this
the players go into the room at the end of the year when they win and they vote on how to divvy up the money.
No voting here.
There's no voting. It's already predetermined in football.
You know
in baseball they vote, and they go in there, and sometimes they're voting shares for guys that aren't even players. They'll say, "Hey, our clubhouse attendant, let's give him a full share." You know, the guy that's parking the cars every day for the players, we're giving him a share. And for regular guys that are just working for the team, that can be hundreds of thousands of dollars that they get thrown at them at the end of a season.
This is Christmas for the guys.
That doesn't happen in football.
That's what we do. We show up, we get on, say, bus 4, right? Then we get to the airport.
Yeah.
Our bags come off. And then there's about 12 guys that travel with the equipment staff. Medical, so trainers, so to speak. And they're young kids. They have the nice suits on. But they got to schlep all the stuff, all the big bags off the plane, get the video equipment, the video, audio, video people, pack the buses. They're sweating, dripping with sweat. They got their suits on. As soon as we get to the hotel, boom, they got to get all that off. They get clearance first to hurry up, get it in to the big rooms, and they set everything up so the team can have meetings.
Right.
So they get the first crack at everything. Those guys make nothing.
Yeah.
They get full share when they go to the Super Bowl. So that little guy that's making, you know, like $40,000 for just kind of taping ankles and running errands and doing this and that, they win the whole damn thing like they did last year, and they win it again. He did it last year. He's going to make $260,000 plus two rings they get.
Wow.
So those guys make out. This isn't like baseball. That's all grandfathered in. Those guys, everybody that works for the organization that travels with that team gets a ring and full share. Not the people upstairs. Football ops.
Sure.
So the guy that does the washes your shirts, cleans your jocks, collects all the stuff, collects all your tape off the floor. That's big for these guys. This is
huge.
Big. This is why, like, the McNally, Jimmy Hotfingers thing was a big thing. Because not only did you...
Because now he doesn't have a job and he doesn't get his playoff share.
The gravy train of the big runs then and...
JJ.
This is not
Dorito
even,
Dink.
This is not even...
They're all out of their money.
So...
Where's all the money now? Who's paying them now? Brady.
So you don't think, like, guys like Amendola or Gronkowski aren't tipping these guys?
Those guys on the, are those guys on the payroll at TB12 therapies over here?
You're getting tipped 5,
are they,
10...
Are they collecting...
No, seriously. You're getting tipped 5, 10 grand per player.
W-2 guys at the end of the year from them?
Hey, I wipe your helmet down. I pack your pads. I got your Gatorade waiting for your towels when you come in. Those guys, you win the whole damn thing. You get slid $5,000 cash. Here you go. This is home run for them, man.
Hardy has our headlines. Hardy, deliver the update. Thank you.
Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics lost their fourth straight game last night to the Lakers in L.A. Only by 1 point, though, 108-107. Kyrie Irving, 33 points in the loss, puts his total at 77 for the last two games. But as I said, both losses. They'll stay in L.A. to go against the Clippers tonight. Pre-game at 10 o'clock with Grandia Max right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Bruins 3-2 winners over the Devils. Rylan Nash, Patrice Bergeron, Brad Marchand all scoring tonight. Tomorrow night, excuse me, they'll visit the Ottawa Senators. Patriots practicing today. They, of course, have Super Bowl 52 a week from Sunday against the Eagles. And the NBA today requested a set of laws that would create a partnership with legalized nationwide gambling. The NBA wants 1% of every bet made on its games and more access, like smartphone apps and kiosks for bettors. Headlines are brought to you by Bill DeLuca Chevrolet Buick GMC. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
We'll be right back.
137 here on Zolak and Bertrand from CBS Scene. Story that is coming out this afternoon. NBA today has outlined a plan for nationwide sports betting. Reading from Brian Windhorst covering this, he said, in what could end up being a seminal moment for sports gambling in America, the NBA on Wednesday formally requested a set of laws that could be the basis for professional sports leagues pushing for national legalized wagering on games. Dan Spillane, an attorney for the NBA, testified in front of a New York State Senate committee and for the first time made it clear what the league's price would be to become a partner in legalizing the multi-billion dollar industry. The NBA, naturally, Zoe, is going to want to cut. We knew that from the beginning. Right?
Uh-huh.
They want to sort of license their names for
gambling.
They want to be in on the action.
That's what you do. Nothing wrong with that. You ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
And this is what I think will happen. These other leagues will smarten up and catch on. And the NBA is, for some reason, remaining on board with the lawsuit that is, you know, going and was heard with the Supreme Court. But anyway, the NBA wants 1% of every bet made on its games. They want a 1% cut of everything.
That's a lot.
They never lose.
Wait a minute.
You never lose. It's it's the VIG.
Yeah.
They're getting their 1% on everything.
It's a lot.
Good business if you can get it.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Can you imagine if the NFL can get 1% of all the bets that are made on the NFL?
How about 1%?
You open it up,
if they got
you legalize
1%,
it.
If they got 1% of what was wagered on the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Yep. Super Bowl Sunday. That's all we want. Right. How about 1% was waged on who receives the opening kickoff? Who wins the opening coin toss? They'll make bank. They got a team in Vegas now. Raiders are going to be in Vegas.
Right.
Why not? There's step one. I tell you what, I keep going back to the London experience. Everybody that was over there loved the ability to sit in the stands and bet on their phones, legally bet and gamble. Had buddies that went over there and they're sitting there just gambling because it's legal over there. I'm like, whoa, that opened your eyes. League sees something here. Why not? Make the games more watchable, more enjoyable. Ratings will go up. He's still here talking like we are on air.
Oh, man. Do you know how much that would be if they were able to capture the NFL 1%? LA Times had a story a couple of years ago, 2016. They wrote a story that for Super Bowl 50, the game was withdrawn estimated $4.2 billion in wagers. $4.2 billion. Right there? Right then and there?
What's 1% of that?
1%? $42 million.
Oh! Hey, there. Pay your commissioner with that. Just on the 1% you get from Super Bowl Sunday, you get to pay the commissioner for the year. Lucky him.
I mean, you might, if you're the NFL, you could make, let's say conservatively, another, $100 million a year.
Right. I think they'd be up for that.
I think they'd be down with that. Yeah, we'll get in on that action.
So they don't know, and in the same Windhorst story, it says no one knows how much is wagered illegally in sports each year, but the estimates reach into the hundreds of billions of dollars.
Yes.
And you've got to figure that football is taking, you know, way more than 25%. I mean, I guess you have to include, you know, boxing and horse racing. Because racing, that it's legal. I don't know. All I know is that it would be a huge influx of cash, especially for the NFL. But if basketball wants to pave the way, sure, why not? Show how it's done. And they're looking at France and Australia right now because they already have partnerships over there with their teams and the leagues, I should say, getting a cut of the bets made on those sports and on those games.
You know what I wonder? I wonder if Vegas is going to lobby to try and not have this happen. I wonder. And it would be in their best interest, I guess, to not have it elsewhere, but...
You want an example of that?
Having it legal here ain't going to stop me from going on a trip to Vegas.
Well,
I can tell you that.
I mean, who goes to Vegas so that they can place a bet on a game? I mean, you'll do it while you're there, But if you,
well, it's for example, Hardy. For
people
example,
go to Vegas for the Final Four. Why wouldn't you go for an event?
I'm going to Vegas for the tournament this year.
Yeah. Oh.
But
guess you and I'll be hosting one at the scoreboard.
But that being the case, it's not just about being able to go there. That's just a part of the experience. Like, yeah, it's a good time to go because you want to go to Vegas anyway, and that's a great time to go do it.
Right, and you've got, you know, 2,000 other maniacs standing in and around the sports book at Caesar's Palace, all screaming for the halftime score to stay under in Gonzaga and Mississippi State.
There's nothing like it. I'm telling you, man, there's nothing like it when you are cheering for something that you really do not care about.
Yeah, it's liberating.
It really is.
How about this from RJ Bell, 45 minutes ago?
Yeah.
A famous World Series Let It Ride bettor is in negotiations with MGM to make the biggest sports bet in Las Vegas history on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Expected to be eight figures.
What? And they're what? What are they negotiating? Their own odds?
I don't know.
Death.
Probably finding a casino.
Eight figures is a minimum of $10 million, right?
Eight ways you could kill me.
Eight figures is a minimum of $10 million.
Yeah, we're not talking to RJ. We're not going to talk to RJ this week, right?
Next week.
Okay, because I believe it, and I think it's like a fun story, but let's say you wanted to bet $10 million on the Eagles. And I got to go around, I got to find a book to take this bet. Why not just bet $1 million at 10 different casinos? You know, negotiate the number you want on $1 million bet. I mean, you don't, if you want to bet $10 million
on the game. What if you negotiate a better deal and better payout because you're betting the $10
million? I suppose.
That might be why.
What if you just do it with the state of whatever your state you're in and the NBA gets 1% of that? Like, that's kind of what I'm, what if the NFL got 1% of that bet?
If it's $10 million, good for them. Congratulations. Way to go.
Good for them.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, the NFL should probably, everybody should want that.
Well, Baker Mayfield's little.
What are you, where are you watching that?
Senior Bowl. They're just stretching.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Okay. Very
good. Give the guy credit. He can play.
Very good then. Robert in California wanting to talk about Minneapolis. Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, morning, boys. How's it going?
Good morning.
Hey, listen, I got an old Navy buddy. When he went back to Minnesota, he started a dog sled tour business where he takes tourists out. And
Hardy.
He's got like 20 or 30.
Doing the old Iditarod out there? What are we doing here?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he makes pretty good buck for the Minnesota area and stuff like that. But he's not near the Minneapolis area, but that might be an activity that you guys might look out for.
Yeah, drive a couple hours up to Brainerd to go for a dog sled excursion. Either that or I'm gonna slam my pecker in the hotel room door 600 times. I haven't decided which one I'm going to do yet.
Hey, Hardy.
The dog sled excursion or the mutilation of my own genitals.
You have those vice grip pliers. Back? Do we have the ones that lock?
Do we have to reserve a spot either way, or can we just do it day of?
Hey, Hardy. You're pretty handy. Don't you have vice grip pliers and ones that lock?
Yes.
Can you bring those to rip my thumbnails off?
Yeah. Dog sled. You'll leave me alone.
I can't pick one activity.
I can't believe you just said that.
Other than snowmobile. Like, at least I could go out there and be like a bat out of hell, put the ski goggles on and a helmet, and I could go off jumps, and maybe they have a big bowl that I can ride in. I don't know. I've done them out in Montana and stuff. It's awesome.
Hardy, they got heavy doors at our hotel?
Why don't you these are all the things I'll have to weigh. I don't know.
Your little chain lock. And you put your fingers
literally
in there
and figuratively.
Just slam your hand in the door.
If it's a light door, maybe I'll see how cold it is for the dog sled. I mean, I want the most misery possible. Is it going to be below zero?
Because
this door isn't very heavy. Is it going to be below zero up in Brainerd for the dog sled thing? Okay, maybe I'll go do that after all.
He doesn't want to go.
I don't want to go dog sledding. I desperately want to go to Minneapolis. I think it's going to be a good time. But
how about the zip line, Hardy?
But not standing behind eight crapping huskies being dragged through the snow in the barren wastelands of northern Minnesota. No, thank you.
What about a zip line over the frozen river?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Do we have to wear clothes for that, or can you just go au naturel? I wouldn't go on a zip line if it were across the street. I would just zip line over cars. I'm not taking a zip line over the freaking head of the Charles rowboat race, much less across the Mississippi in February, you lunatics.
Well,
leave me alone with that nonsense. Show me where the Cinnabon is in the Mall of America, and I'll be happy as a fat clam.
Thank shit. Oh, God.
After you're done with the door, maybe you can go on the zip line and cool it down a little bit. Kind of need some ice.
let it rest in the snow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
That's a good laugh right there. It's a good way to end the show. guy's dead serious. Trying to explain. I was like, I got a steel door in my hotel room. I just ran my collateral ligament.
Maybe you should do that for an activity.
My shoulder hurts right now thinking about it.
It turns out the hotel room door thing wasn't nearly as miserable as I thought it was.
Sounds
are the dogs
good.
Aggressive? I might go do this anyway.
Tub,
is, there,
right?
is there a chance the dogs can turn on you? Have the dogs been fed recently?
Between that and the Shake Shack guy today, who's never been to the Mall of America. Have you been? That's why we started asking. Man. Have you actually been there? Yeah. Okay, proceed. You can talk. Give us something.
I can't take it. I can't take it.
Today's takeaways coming up next.
I'll take that.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I'm still laughing about Hardy. That was incredible. Absolutely incredible. Let's get to the takeaways. So I want to get to this takeaway with you in mind.
Yeah.
I want to react to this because we don't get a chance to react in real time when we air the CBS Sports Minute.
Oh.
But I'd like for you to hear a part of the Sports Minute. I don't know how much of it you grabbed, Tom, from this morning, the Sports Minute that aired at 10:13 a.m. this morning.
Diamond's 1969 hit, Sweet Caroline, has become a staple for sports fans around the globe. However, it is most identified with the Boston Red Sox. From 1997 on, it was played sporadically at Fenway Park. Then back in 2002, Charles Steinberg, a team executive, made it a regular eighth-inning tradition. Following the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings, Sweet Caroline became the Boston Strong Anthem.
Oh, it did?
I must have missed that.
We covered the bombings extensively. And
did that happen? Was that a thing?
I think that's about the time where I think we said that's enough of that song. That's about after the Red Sox won it. Nobody wanted that song. Nobody.
Oh, man. He missed the mark on that one.
How long have you worked at this sports station?
Boomer missed the mark on that one.
When has a single caller ever called in and said, boy, play Sweet Caroline. We love that song. How many times? Never.
At least he put the proper name in there, Dr. Charles Steinberg.
That was one of the most fraudulent sports takes ever.
I'm not sure he writes every single one of those.
I'm sure he didn't, but you know what?
He doesn't write a single one.
If you're going to go on the air with it, you take the blame. Sorry.
You know what happens with Boomer?
If you take the paycheck, and you say it, and you go on the air with it, you own it. I don't care if he wrote it or not. Who do you want me to blame? Nameless, faceless writer at CBS Sports? No.
You know who plays that song now?
Wow.
The jackasses at Fenway Park.
Crap.
The jackasses at Fenway and people that go to bad weddings. That's where that thing is played now.
And Jim Love, who loves it.
No, that used to be a cool thing when...
No, 2005 wedding was good.
When it was hot.
Yeah,
when it was hot.
It's cheesy.
Now, I don't know.
They wore it out. They wore it out.
They killed it. By the way, that CBS Sportsman, it was a birthday shout-out to Neil Diamond, who announced yesterday he has Parkinson's disease.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's not going to be touring anymore, so he's going to slow down, which sucks. So feel bad for him, and obviously send him the best. You know, wish him the best.
Yes. Cracklin' Rosie is one of my favorites. His.
Nothing against Neil Diamond.
No.
Nothing against him.
No, not at all. All right, my takeaway today.
Yeah.
Susie had a call today.
Oh, she was fabulous.
I guess, you know, they have visited the city of Minneapolis.
Her husband is from Minnesota.
Right, and they go back. But it's funny, they go back in the summer. Not really do they go back in February. Or someone says, hey, I want to go visit Minneapolis. But
aren't there a lot of bugs in Minnesota when, like, in the summertime,
dead,
those lakes?
Got to be dead
right
now.
They're like a big bug problem there.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And,
yeah, mosquitoes the size of your fist.
Susie's call speaks for itself.
One time we went there, my brother-in-law met us,
He went to get cash out of the ATM. It got jammed. He couldn't get his money. He was really upset. We go back the next year. We walk into the bar, and it was the same bartender. And she came out and said, "Oh, my God, I don't believe it." And she went back into the office, and she came out with the $20 that got jammed in the ATM.
Front door. Later?
No, I swear to God, when the guy came to fix the machine, he found a $20, and she knew it was us, and she saved it for a whole year.
Can you believe that?
So wow. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, and Zoe, that movie that you were trying to figure out with Kirsten Dunst?
Yes.
Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Drop Dead Gorgeous. I'm going home to watch that tonight.
The best line about it was her mom saying, "Amber, did you get me my smokes?"
So there you go. I don't believe that for one second that they saved that $20 bill in hopes of that tourist may return at some hole-in-the-wall park at whatever town she lives in or he lived in.
Yeah. Hardy, what do you
have? Hardy.
I got a quick one. Another beauty. It's a ball was in your court, Zoe, for the next bad question, and it happened right off the top of the Brad Stevens interview today.
Oh, really?
The head coach of the Boston Celtics, Brad Stevens, with us. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Sorry about last night. I don't know where to start here. I mean,
I don't know what to say.
Why do you want to talk about the Marcus Smart shot? You want to talk about everybody talking about Tatum hitting a wall? Al Horford.
Zoe didn't know what to say 10 seconds into the interview. He had already run out of material.
All right, Hardy, it's on.
It is
on.
No, it's
you. Better be perfect, son, from here on out.
Ball's
okay?
In my court.
I got nothing but time. I told you that, right? I'm gonna be on you now.
That's fine. I fully expect to be the next one. I just hope you catch it.
Oh, you will be. I don't get mad. I get even.
I don't know what to say. That was a long question, too, Artie.
No, it wasn't.
Maybe you should have timed it.
Oh. Put a lot of time, K-Bob Costas. That's good.
You want to go play my question? You can go play my question. See if there's a bad one in there.
I get it.
Okay. All right. Nas coming your way next.
Yeah.
We are back tomorrow, 10 a.m. Anything special tomorrow, Jim?
Jaffe, Grandy, more football stuff.
All right. All those things are great. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.